Welcome back to the Stoic community. In our previous video, we began exploring the surprising similarities between Islam, Christianity, and Stoicism. We delved into patience, treating others well, and facing adversity. Today, we continue our journey, uncovering more shared wisdom from these three influential belief systems. If you haven't watched the first part, I encourage you to do so. But don't worry if you're joining us for the first time. Each topic stands on its own while contributing to our larger exploration. Let's dive into our first topic for today, the virtue of humility. Humility, it's a quality often praised, but frequently misunderstood. Far from being weakness or self-deprecation, true humility is about having an accurate view of oneself and one's place in the world. Let's see how Islam, Christianity, and Stoicism approach this vital virtue. In the Quran, we find this powerful verse, "And do not turn your cheek in scorn toward people, and do not walk through the earth exultantly. Indeed, Allah does not like everyone self-deluded and boastful." This teaching reminds Muslims to remain humble, avoiding arrogance and excessive pride. Christianity echoes this sentiment in the Gospel of Luke, "For all those who exalt themselves will be humbled, and those who humble themselves will be exalted." This paradoxical statement suggests that true greatness comes through humility, not self-promotion. The Stoic philosopher Epictetus offers insight. "It is impossible for a man to learn what he thinks he already knows." This perspective highlights how humility opens the door to learning and growth. Think about a time when you encountered someone genuinely humble. How did they make you feel? What impact did their humility have on those around them? These teachings all point to a profound truth. True strength and wisdom often manifest in humility. They suggest that an accurate self-assessment, openness to learning, and respect for others are key components of a well-lived life. But why is humility so important across these belief systems? Perhaps because they recognize the dangers of unchecked ego and the beauty of a life lived in harmony with others and the world around us. Consider the story of Prophet Muhammad, who, despite his status as a revered leader, lived and treated everyone, regardless of their social standing, respectfully. Or think of Jesus washing his disciples' feet, a task usually reserved for servants, demonstrating that true leadership comes through service and humility. The Stoic perspective adds another layer to this understanding. Stoicism naturally cultivates a sense of humility by recognizing our place in the vastness of the universe and the limits of our knowledge. In our modern world, where self-promotion and ego often seem to rule, these ancient teachings offer a refreshing alternative. They remind us that true confidence doesn't require boasting, and that strength can be found in acknowledging our limitations. So, what practical wisdom can we gain from these shared teachings on humility? First, they encourage us to be open to learning from others. Recognizing that we don't have all the answers allows us to grow and improve continuously. Second, they invite us to practice gratitude. Acknowledging the contributions of others and the fortunate circumstances in our lives naturally fosters humility. Third, they remind us to treat everyone respectfully, regardless of their status or what they can do for us. Consider the story of Abdul Sattar Edhi, the Pakistani humanitarian who lived modestly while running a vast charitable organization. Or think of Mother Teresa, who dedicated her life to serving the poorest of the poor. These examples show us that true greatness often comes wrapped in humility. As we navigate our lives, may we carry this wisdom with us. Let it remind us that humility isn't about thinking less of ourselves, but of ourselves less. It's about recognizing our place in the larger tapestry of life and approaching each interaction with openness, respect, and a willingness to learn daily. In cultivating humility, we enrich our lives and create space for others to shine. We build bridges instead of walls, fostering understanding and connection in a world that sorely needs both. In our journey through shared wisdom, we now arrive at a principle that resonates across Islam, Christianity, and Stoicism: the importance of actions over mere words. Let's explore how these traditions emphasize the power of deeds in shaping our character and impacting the world around us. We find this powerful hadith in Islamic tradition: "The best of people are those that bring most benefit to the rest of mankind." This teaching shifts the focus from what we say to what we actually do for others, emphasizing the importance of practical, beneficial action. Christianity echoes this sentiment in the first epistle of John: "Dear children, let us not love with words or speech, but with actions and in truth." This verse challenges believers to move beyond lip service and demonstrate their faith through tangible acts of love and service. The Stoic emperor Marcus Aurelius adds his insight: "Waste no more time arguing about what a good man should be. Be one." This brief statement cuts to the heart of the matter, urging us to embody our ideals rather than merely discussing them. Reflect on a time when someone's actions rather than words significantly impacted you. What was it about their deed that touched you? These teachings all reveal a profound truth: our actions speak louder than words. They suggest that true character and virtue are shown not in what we say we believe, but in how we live those beliefs out in the world. But why do these diverse belief systems share similar views on the importance of action? Perhaps because they recognize that talk is cheap, but actions can transform lives, communities, and even the world. Consider the story of Prophet Muhammad, who not only preached kindness, but consistently demonstrated it in his interactions with others, even those who opposed him. Or think of the Christian emphasis on faith being dead without works, as exemplified in the parable of the Good Samaritan. These examples show how actions can embody and spread the values we hold dear. The Stoic perspective adds another layer to this understanding. By focusing on what's within our control, our own choices and actions, Stoicism offers a practical approach to living out our principles in daily life. In our modern world, where social media often rewards performative virtue and empty rhetoric, these ancient teachings offer a much-needed reminder of the power of genuine, selfless action. So, what practical wisdom can we glean from these shared teachings on actions over words? First, they encourage us to be doers, not just talkers. It's easy to discuss grand ideals. The challenge lies in living them out day by day. Second, they invite us to lead by example. Our actions can inspire and influence others far more effectively than words alone. Third, they remind us that small, consistent actions can profoundly impact over time. Consider the story of Abdul Sattar Edhi, who started with a single pharmacy in a poor neighborhood and built it into Pakistan's largest welfare organization through decades of tireless work. Or think of the countless unsung heroes who, day after day, choose to act with kindness, integrity, and compassion, slowly but surely making the world a better place. These examples show us that actions over words aren't about grand gestures or public recognition. It's about the quiet, consistent choice to do what's right, to help where we can, and to live out our values in tangible ways. As we navigate our daily lives, may we carry this wisdom with us. Let it remind us that every interaction and decision is an opportunity to put our beliefs into action. In doing so, we align our lives more closely with our ideals and become a force for positive change in the world around us. In prioritizing actions over words, we transform abstract principles into lived reality, bridging the gap between what we say we believe and how we live. In exploring shared wisdom, we now turn to a topic that challenges and transforms us: forgiveness. This powerful act has the potential to heal wounds, restore relationships, and free us from the burden of resentment. Let's see how Islam, Christianity, and Stoicism approach this profound human experience. We find this enlightening verse in the Quran: "Let them pardon and overlook. Would you not like that Allah should forgive you?" This teaching links our forgiveness of others to divine forgiveness, encouraging Muslims to extend mercy as they hope to receive it. Christianity places forgiveness at the core of its message. In the Gospel of Luke, Jesus teaches, "Forgive and you will be forgiven." This mirrors the Islamic perspective, connecting our willingness to forgive others with our receipt of forgiveness. The Stoic emperor Marcus Aurelius offers a different but complementary view. The best revenge is to be unlike him who performed the injury. This reframes forgiveness not as a weakness, but as a form of moral victory and self-improvement. Think about a time when you forgave someone who wronged you, or when someone forgave you. How did it feel? What impact did it have on you and your relationship? These teachings all point to a profound truth: forgiveness can liberate both the forgiver and the forgiven. They suggest letting go of resentment and extending mercy can lead to personal peace and social harmony. But why is forgiveness so emphasized across these belief systems? Perhaps because they recognize the destructive power of holding on to anger and the transformative potential of letting it go. Consider the story of Prophet Muhammad forgiving the people of Mecca who had persecuted him and his followers for years. Or think of Jesus asking for forgiveness for those who crucified him. These examples show the radical, world-changing power of forgiveness in action. The Stoic perspective adds another layer to this understanding. By viewing wrongdoings as stemming from ignorance rather than malice, Stoicism offers a pathway to forgiveness through understanding and empathy. In our modern world, where cycles of revenge and retaliation often dominate headlines, these ancient teachings offer a challenging but hopeful alternative. So, what practical wisdom can we glean from these shared teachings on forgiveness? First, they encourage us to see forgiveness as a gift we give ourselves, freeing us from the burden of resentment and anger. Second, they invite us to empathize with those who wrong us, recognizing our shared human fallibility. Third, they remind us that forgiveness doesn't mean forgetting or excusing harmful actions, but choosing to release those actions hold on us. Consider the story of Nelson Mandela, who emerged from 27 years of imprisonment without bitterness, choosing reconciliation over revenge. Or think of the Amish community that forgave and reached out to the family of a man who shot several of their children. These examples show us the transformative power of forgiveness in even the most challenging circumstances. As we navigate our relationships and inevitable conflicts, may we carry this wisdom with us. Let it remind us that forgiveness is not a sign of weakness, but a source of strength. It's a choice we make, often again and again, to prioritize healing over hurt, understanding over anger. In practicing forgiveness, we free ourselves from the prison of resentment and open doors to reconciliation and peace in our communities and our world. As we delve deeper into the shared wisdom of Islam, Christianity, and Stoicism, we encounter a theme that runs like a thread through all three traditions: the recognition of life's impermanence and the transient nature of worldly possessions and status. This understanding, far from being depressing, can actually be liberating and lead to a more meaningful, focused life. Let's explore how these three belief systems approach this profound truth. In the Quran, we find this stark reminder: every soul will taste death. This simple yet powerful statement encapsulates the Islamic view on the temporary nature of our earthly existence. It's complemented by numerous other verses that emphasize the fleeting nature of worldly pleasures and the importance of focusing on eternal values. Christianity echoes this sentiment in the Gospel of Matthew. Do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moths and vermin destroy, and where thieves break in and steal. But store up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where moths and vermin do not destroy, and where thieves do not break in and steal. This teaching encourages followers to invest in spiritual wealth rather than perishable material possessions. The Stoic philosophers said, "All that exists is changeable, transient, and destined to pass away." This perspective is central to Stoic philosophy, which emphasizes accepting the natural flow of life and detaching oneself from external circumstances. Reflect on a time when you experienced a significant change in your life, perhaps the loss of a job, the end of a relationship, or a move to a new place. How did this experience shape your understanding of impermanence? These teachings all point to a profound truth. Nothing in this material world lasts forever. They suggest that recognizing this impermanence can help us prioritize what truly matters and find peace amidst life's constant changes. But why do these diverse belief systems place such emphasis on acknowledging impermanence? Perhaps because they recognize that attachment to temporary things is a significant source of human suffering. By accepting the transient nature of life, we can cultivate resilience, gratitude, and a focus on timeless values. Consider the Islamic practice of zakat, which requires giving a portion of one's wealth to those in need. This helps people experiencing poverty and reminds the giver of the temporary nature of material possessions. Or, think of the Christian concept of storing up treasures in heaven through acts of kindness and spiritual growth. These practices help shift focus from the temporary to the eternal. The Stoic perspective adds another layer to this understanding. By regularly contemplating the impermanence of all things, Stoics aim to fully appreciate the present moment and maintain stability in the face of change. In our modern world, where consumerism often promotes the accumulation of material goods and social media encourages attachment to fleeting status, these ancient teachings offer a radical alternative. So, what practical wisdom can we glean from these shared teachings on impermanence? First, they encourage us to cultivate detachment, not in the sense of not caring, but in the sense of holding things lightly, recognizing their temporary nature. Second, they invite us to focus on what endures, qualities like love, wisdom, and virtue, which external circumstances can't take away. Third, they remind us to appreciate the present moment, knowing nothing lasts forever. Fourth, they prompt us to regularly reflect on our priorities, ensuring we invest time and energy in what truly matters. Consider the story of Steve Jobs, who spoke about how contemplating death helped him make big decisions in life. Or think of the Japanese practice of wabi-sabi, which finds beauty in imperfection and impermanence. These examples show how embracing impermanence can lead to a more prosperous, more authentic life. The recognition of impermanence doesn't mean we should live recklessly or without planning for the future. Instead, it's about maintaining perspective, staying flexible, and finding stability within ourselves rather than in external circumstances. As we navigate the inevitable changes and losses, may we carry this wisdom with us. Let it remind us that every moment is precious because it's fleeting. Our possessions and achievements, while potentially valuable, are not the essence of who we are. In embracing impermanence, we open ourselves to fully experiencing life in all its richness. We become more resilient in the face of change and more grateful for what we have. In contrast, We have it and are more focused on cultivating what truly lasts, our character, our relationships, and our impact on others. This understanding can transform how we approach success and failure, gain and loss. It encourages us to hold our plans lightly, to adapt when circumstances change, and to find peace not in controlling external events, but in cultivating inner strength and wisdom. In exploring shared wisdom, we now turn to a theme that resonates deeply across Islam, Christianity, and Stoicism: the pursuit of knowledge and wisdom. The quest for understanding is about accumulating facts and transforming ourselves and our relationship with the world. Let's delve into how these three traditions view the importance of learning and growth. We find this powerful hadith in Islamic tradition: seeking knowledge is an obligation upon every Muslim. This statement elevates the pursuit of knowledge to a religious duty, emphasizing its central importance in Islamic life. The Prophet Muhammad is also quoted as saying, "Seek knowledge from the cradle to the grave," highlighting the lifelong nature of learning. Christianity places a high value on wisdom and understanding. In the book of Proverbs, we read, "Get wisdom, get understanding. Do not forget my words, or turn away from them." This echoes the Islamic emphasis on the importance of knowledge. Furthermore, Jesus often taught parables, encouraging his followers to seek deeper understanding beyond surface-level interpretations. The Stoic philosopher Epictetus adds his perspective: "Don't just say you have read books. Show that through them you have learned to think better." This statement emphasizes that authentic learning goes beyond the mere accumulation of information to the actual transformation of thought and behavior. Reflect on when gaining new knowledge or understanding significantly changed your perspective or behavior. How did this impact your life? These teachings all point to a profound truth: pursuing knowledge and wisdom is essential for personal growth and societal progress. They suggest that learning is not just about academic or professional advancement, but about becoming better and more understanding human beings. But why do these diverse belief systems place such emphasis on seeking knowledge? Perhaps because they recognize that ignorance is often at the root of fear, prejudice, and conflict. They promote understanding, empathy, and wise decision-making by encouraging continuous learning. Consider the Islamic Golden Age, where pursuing knowledge in various fields led to significant advancements in science, mathematics, and philosophy. Or think of the Christian monastic tradition of scholarship, which helped preserve and advance learning during the Middle Ages. These examples show how emphasizing knowledge can drive cultural and intellectual progress. The Stoic perspective adds another layer to this understanding. By focusing on practical wisdom and self-knowledge, Stoicism encourages us to apply what we have learned to become more virtuous individuals. In our modern world, where misinformation can spread rapidly and complex issues are often oversimplified, these ancient teachings remind us of the importance of deep, thoughtful learning. So, what practical wisdom can we obtain from these shared teachings on seeking knowledge? First, they encourage us to be lifelong learners, always open to new ideas and perspectives. Second, they remind us that actual knowledge should lead to wisdom. It's not just about knowing facts, but about understanding how to live well. Third, they invite us to apply our knowledge practically, using what we learn to improve ourselves and the world around us. Consider the story of Malala Yousafzai, who risked her life pursuing education and now advocates for girls' right to learn worldwide. Or think of the countless scientists, philosophers, and thinkers who have expanded human knowledge and understanding through their dedication to learning. As we navigate our journey of learning and growth, may we carry this wisdom with us. It reminds us that daily offers opportunities to learn, question, and deepen our understanding. Doing so enriches our lives and contributes to humanity's collective wisdom. As we near the end of our exploration, we come to a topic that touches on our daily interactions and social fabric: the act of judging others. This is a complex issue that Islam, Christianity, and Stoicism all address with nuance and wisdom. Let's delve into how these three traditions approach this delicate matter. In Islamic tradition, we find this enlightening hadith: whoever covers the faults of a Muslim, Allah will cover his faults in this world and in the hereafter. This teaching encourages Muslims to be merciful and discreet about others' shortcomings, focusing on improvement rather than condemnation. Christianity offers a direct command from Jesus in the Gospel of Matthew: judge not, that you be not judged. This striking statement is often followed by the parable of the speck and the plank, which vividly illustrates the folly of judging others while ignoring our own faults. The Stoic emperor Marcus Aurelius provides this insight: when you wake up in the morning, tell yourself, the people I deal with today will be meddling, ungrateful, arrogant, dishonest, jealous, and surly. They are like this because they can't tell good from evil. This perspective encourages understanding and patience with others' flaws, recognizing them as products of ignorance rather than malice. Think about a time when you quickly judged someone, only to realize there was more to their story later. How did this experience change your perspective? These teachings all point to a profound truth: judging others is complex and often fraught. They suggest we approach it with caution, compassion, and a healthy dose of self-awareness. But why do these diverse belief systems caution against hasty judgment? Perhaps because they recognize the limitations of our perspective, the complexity of human motivations, and the potential for judgment to create division and conflict. Consider the Islamic emphasis on mercy and forgiveness, epitomized by the Prophet Muhammad forgiving his enemies. Or think of Jesus' interaction with a woman caught in adultery, where he challenged her accusers to examine their hearts. These examples show how suspending judgment can open doors to compassion and transformation. The Stoic perspective adds another layer to this understanding. By recognizing that people's faults often stem from ignorance rather than malice, Stoicism encourages a more patient and understanding approach to others' shortcomings. In our modern world, where social media often encourages quick judgments and public shaming, these ancient teachings remind us of the value of empathy and restraint. So, what practical wisdom can we glean from these shared teachings on judging others? First, they encourage us to look inward before criticizing others and examining our faults and biases. Second, they remind us that we rarely fully understand someone else's situation or motivations. Third, they invite us to approach others with compassion and understanding, recognizing our shared human fallibility. Fourth, they suggest that if we must judge, we should do so with mercy and an eye toward improvement rather than condemnation. Consider the story of Nelson Mandela, who chose reconciliation over retribution after years of unjust imprisonment. Or think of the countless everyday heroes who respond to prejudice with education and dialogue rather than anger and judgment. As we navigate our relationships and social interactions, may we carry this wisdom with us. Let it remind us to pause before jumping to conclusions, to seek understanding before criticism, and to approach others with the same compassion we hope to receive. In practicing restraint in our judgments, we foster better relationships and contribute to a more understanding and harmonious society. As we approach the culmination of our journey through shared wisdom, we arrive at a concept that ties together many of the themes we've explored: contentment. This state of inner peace and satisfaction is a goal that Islam, Christianity, and Stoicism all address, albeit in different ways. Let's delve into how these three traditions approach finding contentment in life. We find this profound hadith in Islamic traditions. Be content with what Allah has given you, and you will be the richest of people. This teaching reframes wealth not as material abundance, but as a state of mind rooted in gratitude and acceptance of divine providence. Christianity echoes this sentiment in the words of the Apostle Paul in his letter to the Philippians. I have learned to be content, whatever the circumstances. Paul describes how he found contentment in both plenty and want, suggesting that true contentment transcends external conditions. The Stoic philosopher Epictetus offers this perspective. He is a wise man who does not grieve for the things which he has not, but rejoices for those which he has. This statement encapsulates the Stoic emphasis on focusing on what's within our control and finding joy in the present moment. Reflect on a time when you felt genuinely content. What were the circumstances? More importantly, what was your state of mind? These teachings all point to a profound truth. Contentment is more about our internal state than our external circumstances. They suggest that true satisfaction comes not from having everything we want, but from wanting what we already have. But why do these diverse belief systems place such emphasis on contentment? Perhaps because they recognize that pursuing external sources of happiness often leads to disappointment and suffering. Encouraging contentment offers a path to peace and fulfillment that isn't dependent on changeable circumstances. Consider the story of Diogenes, the ancient Greek philosopher who lived in a barrel and owned only a cloak, a staff, and a bowl. When Alexander the Great asked what he could do for Diogenes, the philosopher requested that Alexander step aside as he was blocking the sunlight. The tale illustrates how contentment can lead to freedom even the wealthiest and most powerful might envy. Or think of the Buddhist concept of santosh, or contentment, considered one of the 10 virtues necessary for enlightenment. This shows how the idea of contentment transcends even the three traditions we've been exploring, pointing to its universal importance. The Islamic practice of qana'ah, or contentment, is not about passive acceptance, but active gratitude and trust in divine wisdom. Similarly, the Christian concept of contentment is closely tied to faith and trust in God's provision. The Stoic perspective adds another layer to this understanding. By focusing on what's within our control and accepting what isn't, Stoicism offers practical strategies for cultivating contentment in any circumstance. In our modern world, advertising constantly tells us we need more to be happy. These ancient teachings offer a radical alternative where social media can fuel envy and dissatisfaction. So, what practical wisdom can we glean from these shared teachings on contentment? First, they encourage us to practice gratitude, regularly acknowledging and appreciating what we have. Second, they invite us to shift our focus from what we lack to what we possess materially and immaterially. Third, they remind us that contentment is a skill that can be cultivated through practice and mindset shifts. Fourth, they suggest that true wealth lies in our ability to find satisfaction, regardless of external circumstances. Consider the story of José Alberto Pepe Mujica Cordano, the former president of Uruguay, known as the world's poorest president, because he donated 90% of his salary to charity and lived on a small farm instead of in the presidential palace. His simple lifestyle and commitment to his values demonstrate how contentment can coexist with leadership and influence. Or think of the minimalism movement, which has gained traction recently. Advocates like Joshua Fields Milburn and Ryan Nicodemus have inspired many to find greater contentment by simplifying their lives and focusing on what truly matters to them. As we navigate a world that often equates success with acquisition and status, may we carry this wisdom with us. let it remind us that contentment is not complacency, but a powerful state of being that can fuel gratitude, generosity, and purposeful living. In cultivating contentment, we find greater peace and satisfaction in our lives and become beacons of alternative values in an often materialistic world. We demonstrate that it's possible to live richly without being rich, find joy in simplicity, and be satisfied while striving for positive change. As we come to the end of our exploration, let's take a moment to reflect on the journey we've taken through the shared wisdom of Islam, Christianity, and Stoicism. From patience and perseverance, through the power of actions over words, to this final reflection on contentment, we've uncovered a wealth of insights that transcend individual belief systems. What common threads have you noticed throughout this journey? How might these insights shape your life approach, interactions, and search for meaning and fulfillment? As we conclude, consider how you might integrate these timeless pearls of wisdom into your daily life, creating a personal philosophy that draws on the best of these rich traditions. As we reach the end of our journey through the shared wisdom of Islam, Christianity, and Stoicism, it's time to step back and reflect on the tapestry we've woven together. Throughout this exploration, we've discovered surprising similarities and complementary insights across these three distinct traditions, each offering unique perspectives on life's most profound questions. We began with patience and perseverance, seeing how each tradition values endurance in facing life's challenges. We explored the importance of treating others well and finding a universal ethic of compassion and respect. We delved into perspectives on material possessions, uncovering shared insights about the nature of true wealth. Our journey took us through self-control and anger management, where we found common ground in the value of emotional regulation. We examined how these traditions approach adversity, each offering strategies for resilience and growth in difficult times. We explored the virtue of humility, discovering how it's revered across these belief systems as a path to wisdom and harmonious living. We saw the emphasis placed on actions over words, a reminder that our deeds speak louder than our declarations. The power of forgiveness emerged as a transformative force recognized by all three traditions. We contemplated the impermanence of worldly things, finding in this awareness a call to focus on what truly matters. The pursuit of knowledge was revealed as a lifelong journey, valued by each belief system. We examined attitudes towards judging others, finding cautions against hasty criticism and calls for understanding. Finally, we explored the concept of contentment, discovering it as a state of mind cultivated through gratitude and wise perspective. What strikes me most about this journey is the similarities and complementary nature of these teachings. Where one tradition might emphasize one aspect, another adds depth or a slightly different perspective, creating a richer, more nuanced understanding. This exploration reminds us that wisdom knows no single source. It transcends cultural and religious boundaries, speaking to our shared human experience. Opening ourselves to diverse perspectives can enrich our worldview and find new ways to navigate life's challenges. But this journey isn't just about intellectual understanding. The real value lies in integrating these insights into our daily lives. How might the patience of Islam, the compassion of Christianity, and the self-discipline of Stoicism work together to help you face your next challenge? How could the shared emphasis on action inspire you to make a positive difference in your community? As we conclude, I invite you to reflect on what resonated most from this exploration. It could be a specific teaching that struck a chord, or the overall realization of how much common ground exists between these traditions. Remember, The goal isn't to adopt every teaching wholesale, but to find the wisdom that speaks to you and consider how it might enrich your life. Could the Islamic emphasis on gratitude help you find more joy in your daily life? Might the Christian focus on forgiveness heal a troubled relationship? Could the Stoic practice of focusing on what's within your control reduce your stress and increase your effectiveness? This shared wisdom offers a bridge of understanding in a world often divided by beliefs. It reminds us that despite our differences, we share common aspirations for peace, purpose, and connection. Recognizing this common ground opens doors to dialogue, empathy, and mutual respect. As you move forward from this exploration, carry with you the individual teachings and the spirit of open-minded inquiry that allowed us to find these connections. Remain curious about the world's wisdom traditions, always ready to learn and grow. Thank you for joining me on this journey of discovery. May the wisdom we've explored together inspire you, challenge you, and guide you towards a life of greater understanding, purpose, and contentment. As we close, I encourage you to continue this exploration alone. Dive deeper into the aspects that intrigued you most. Share these insights with others and engage in thoughtful discussions. And most importantly, find ways to apply this wisdom in your daily life. For it's in living these teachings that their actual value is revealed. Until next time, may you walk in wisdom, act with compassion, and find joy in the journey of growth and understanding.